Congresswoman Kendra Horn, first off, you won about 6 months ago in what could be considered a strange victory, taking over Congress District 5. What was it like to take that victory, first off?
Well, very exciting, and we found out afterwards that it was the biggest upset in the country. The thing that's so exciting about it was really a victory for Oklahoma and Oklahomans. It was a grassroots effort, a lot of people across our communities coming together to do the work and raise their voices up and say they wanted somebody to help protect health care, work on education, really help working families in Oklahoma. And so it's really exciting to have that opportunity to be able to do that.
How has Congress been for the past 6 months for you?
It is exciting. It's really a great opportunity to be there. And it has been very busy, as you might imagine. One of the very first things that I did before even taking office was to work on where we were going to place our office here in the district and setting up a staff, because the most important thing that we have to do is show up and work for the people of Oklahoma in the 5th District, and that means all of the people. So we're in our office right now at 4th and Walker. We chose this location because it's central. It's close to the bus station over here. We're also close to downtown and businesses, and my staff is able to get out on a regular basis all across the district and talk to people in the community and invite them in so we can help them with any issues they have that is related to the federal government.
Also, we've had some serious flooding that we've had to deal with recently. Congress has been kind of stalled on trying to get assistance to states. What can Oklahomans expect from Congress as far as getting assistance?
Well, that is a source of frustration for many of us, including myself. So what you've seen happen is that the House has voted numerous times, overwhelmingly bipartisan, to get disaster aid across the country. It's in Oklahoma, Iowa, Missouri. So many places have been impacted by severe weather events over the course of this year. And what's happened now, overwhelmingly passed the House, came out of the Senate last Thursday, and sadly, there are a very few number of individuals who have stalled the final implementation and getting that through in this past week when we've been in our districts working for partisan reasons that should never come to the table when we're talking about literally saving the lives of individuals who've been impacted by severe weather events.
All right. This is something that most people have always kind of come together to to pass overwhelmingly. There's never ever been a question about that. Mm-hmm. But now all of a sudden things seem to be stalled over something like funding for Puerto Rico or funding for a wall. It just seems that nothing's getting done, and I think that can be upsetting sometimes to even the people who are working in Congress.
Sure, absolutely. And I think particularly with this disaster aid legislation that's coming through, it's like anything else. It seems like the tail is wagging the dog. Sometimes we hear a lot about what people are doing on either end of the spectrum, but not what most of the people in the middle are doing. And I think we've got to talk more about that because we're doing a lot of good work. We've got to get some things through the Senate, but sadly there are a few people that would put their politics ahead of people's lives, and I think we've seen that in a few cases. And I don't ascribe that to a whole political party, but sadly some people fall into that bucket. But what I've found since I've been in Congress is that there are a lot of really good people that are doing the work for the right reasons. We don't always have to agree on every issue to work together and be agreeable, but sadly we've got a climate that a lot of what we hear is about where we don't agree.
What would you like to see? You've got 2 years until a year and a half till election. What would you like to get done in the next year and a half?
There's so many things I want to get done. First and foremost, serving the people of Oklahoma in the 5th Congressional District. My staff and myself are out across the district. We've already been able to help people close cases. We've helped an individual recover $11,000 from the IRS. We helped another individual recover 10 years of service credit for their time that they were serving in uniform. We've done a lot of other things. So number one is to help the people of the 5th District. Number two is to really make some progress on important issues for Oklahoma and Oklahomans. That means continuing to protect people's access to health care and expand it. In the House, we passed legislation that would ensure protection of people with pre-existing conditions, making sure lifetime caps aren't rolled back. Addressing drug pricing is another thing that is really critical. And to me, when we're talking about health, we've got to include mental health in that overall puzzle. I recently introduced a piece of legislation on the House side, bipartisan. Myself and Anthony Gonzalez, who's a Republican from Ohio, to provide training for police to recognize when individuals are experiencing a mental health crisis so they can recognize it and de-escalate. There's also another companion bill in the Senate that Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio and Senator Inhofe are actually co-sponsors. So I think that's a really good example of ways that we can identify challenges. We know mental health and substance abuse, those are big challenges in our state, and we've got to tackle them. Those are places that they're not partisan issues, and we've got to continue to work together. So that overall is my aim. How can we work together to have smart solutions? Let's use our brains, some common sense, and do things that are going to help people. And that's an example. And another bill that we just recently introduced as well, I have a Republican co-sponsor on that as well, will provide scholarships for ROTC high school students to get training to become pilots. We are facing a shortage in our nation of pilots, and I sit on Armed Services, and as a member of Armed Services, we know that our military is experiencing a massive shortage of pilots, but also the commercial industry is as well. So this is a way to get young people interested in careers like that, get them some skills so they can go on then to a career in the military or go on to fly commercially, because we need to encourage people to pursue those exciting, interesting, high-tech, good-paying careers.
There, it didn't take long for after you'd won to start getting attacks from the Oklahoma Republican Party, and now you've already started to get some opponents for November of 2020. How do you feel about just the instant, overall, just attacks that came out from the Oklahoma Republican Party?
You know, I think that we've got to continue to do the work of governing. And I think one of the things that makes me a little sad, but also I talk about it a lot because I think it's important to talk about. If you listen to the national news or you look at your social media feed, you'd think there are about three new members of my freshman class. But the truth is that many of us who came in that flipped seats like I did so because we care about our communities, and we're much more closer to the middle, and we're ready to roll up our sleeves, and we're trying to do that work and get out of those partisan games. I think we've got to continue to talk about those places where we've got things in common, where we can work together, and I wish that we would do more of that. And I think that's important, because for me, it's not about a party first. If we're putting party first, we're doing it wrong. It's got to be about what we're doing for our communities, as an Oklahoman, as an American, making smart decisions and putting party well after that.
Right. I do have to ask before I go about, there's calls for impeachment for the president. What are your thoughts on the calls for impeachment, or should there be an investigation at all?
You know, I think there are a few things that we've got to take a look at. Again, we're facing a lot of substantial and serious challenges that the Congress is dealing with right now. Healthcare, I mean, the whole system, we've got to continue to work on it. And despite what some, even in my party, would say, we've got to stop trying to solve really complex problems with hashtags and 10-word solutions. These problems are complex. So everything that we're dealing with right now is complex. I think there are a couple things that are clear. A foreign country attempted to and did work to interfere in our 2016 elections. We have got to address that, because we're coming up upon another election cycle, and it is the job of Congress as the body with oversight responsibility to do our work to figure that out. The idea of impeachment as a political tool, I think, is wrong, and we shouldn't ever be using impeachment as a political tool. I think the Congress has oversight and investigatory responsibility. They should take that seriously, but we need to not put a cart in front of a horse, but we do need to ensure that our nation's elections are secure. We do need to ensure that we're taking care of our responsibilities, our constitutional responsibilities, separation of powers.
Right. Even Senator James Lankford, this is almost a bipartisan when you talk about the Russian interference.
Oh, it absolutely is.
Senator Lankford has said it doesn't matter about what's going on with the president. We need to investigate what Russia did and make sure it doesn't happen in 2020.
Absolutely. And that's something actually Senator Lankford and I have talked about. He's done work in a bipartisan way in the Senate on election security and making sure that everybody in our communities that's eligible to vote can get a ballot and vote, and that our elections and our systems are secure. That's something that we absolutely agree on. And we've got to stop putting everything into a partisan lens, because the bottom line is we're elected to serve our whole communities, and no one's community is made up of all one party or the other. There are a lot of interest, and if we put the party lens on everything, then we're all losing.
Anything else you want to add?
Nope, just really glad.